You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Steve Woda, the co-founder and CEO of YouKnow.com, a leading parental intelligence system. Before YouKnow.com, he founded BuySafe, the world's leading e-commerce trust and safety company, and co-raised almost $30 million in venture capital. Steve is an experienced entrepreneur and is currently raising the Series A for YouKnow.com. Steve, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you having us on it.
Definitely. Glad you came out. So tell us a little bit about you, if you would, and your company, YouKnow.com.
Sure. We are in the business of, YouKnow.com is in the business of helping moms and dads keep their kids safe from bad guys and bullies online and on the mobile phone. And we do that by a consumer brand that we power called YouKnow Kids, and you can find YouKnow Kids at YouKnowKids.com, and as well as a private label offering that we power for a number of other brands. So in other words, companies with large established distribution channels, we will power their family safety product for them, and you don't even know it's us.
You also founded BuySafe. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Sure. Yep, I founded BuySafe when I was getting my MBA at Wharton during the summer of 2000. I was burned in an online auction on eBay way back when, and I thought, man, if I could lose $400 buying a PDA, remember when they called them PDAs and not iPhones? if I could lose $400 on a PDA, then there was something wrong. And so we started a business that was focused on helping to make it safe for folks to buy stuff online from people they didn't know anything about. It's fine when you buy stuff from Amazon.com, but what about when you buy something from joescamershack.com? How do you know that everything's going to go right? And at the end of the day, that helps make it safer for shoppers, but more importantly, it helps make e-commerce more valuable for the e-commerce merchants because, competent shoppers pay more for the product.
Without a question. So what made you leave BuySafe and start YouKnow.com?
Great question. So we put the company up for sale, BuySafe, in 2008. Today the company is partially owned by Symantec, which is a big desktop security company, and the Hartford Insurance Company. And about that same time that we put the company up for sale, I had a 14-year-old nephew who... good kid, honor roll, student government, extracurricular activities galore by all accounts. If you were to ask his parents or teachers, they'd tell you he was a terrific, responsible, normal kid. And by normal, what I mean by that is he periodically makes mistakes. And one mistake he made that summer was that he accepted a friend request on the internet from somebody he didn't know, a friend of a friend. And the reason that turned out to be a mistake was this person turned out to be a 42-year-old middle school teacher and lacrosse coach and, unfortunately, an experienced child predator. And the good news is my nephew was physically unharmed before the police got to this guy and arrested him. And he's now serving a whole bunch of years in jail. But the bad news is, he was using the social networks as his private hunting ground, looking for opportunity and weakness in kids so that he could, meet them, friend them, and when the opportunity arose to, take advantage of them, molest and rape them. So we decided that this was a really crucial gap in the market that, moms and dads were dealing with a new problem that didn't exist just a few years ago, namely that the new digital world had created an information gap. So now when your child's on a social network or has a mobile phone, there's one degree of separation from your child and everybody else in the world. And so what we need to do is help moms and dads get in the game. And that's what we do with UNOKids.com and the parent company, UNO.com.
Now, if you could elaborate more about your product, UNOKids, and how that works.
So UNOKids is all about helping to level the playing field for mom and dad. You know, today's kids, I have a 2.5-year-old and a 5.5-year-old, and both of them know more about how to use my iPad than my wife does. I'm a techie security expert. And they help me discover new things about how to use the devices. And so I think I'm not that different than many parents in that, you know, kids today are digital natives. They understand how to use technology very, very early. They use it, the average teen and tween today sends or receives an SMS message once every 8 minutes. That's almost 4,000 times a month. They're online one out of every 4 waking hours, and they're using, you know, their desktop at home like they did, 10 years ago. But today, because of Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and text messaging on the mobile devices, et cetera, Foursquare and everything else, they're using their laptops at school and at work and at their library and at their friend's house, and they're using gaming devices to connect to other folks on the internet, and MP3 players, and, if it has 2 batteries, it's probably connected to the internet. So what we're all about doing is taking the data that exists out on the web that is related to your child's digital world, aggregating it into a single place, and, represententing that data in a way in which mom and dad can keep their finger on the pulse and stay engaged, educate their kids about how to use technology safely, and obviously in that process protect their kids if necessary.
Personally, I think there's a great need for this, and really happy that someone like you has gone out there and made it happen. Today, we're joined by Steve Woda, the co-founder and CEO of UNO.com, a leading parental intelligence system here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Steve, since you are the CEO and are currently raising your Series A, what is one piece of advice you would give to listeners who are in the same situation, and what have you found was the hardest part about raising capital?
Well, I've now raised seven or eight rounds of capital over the last 10 years and more than $30 million worth of venture capital and angel capital and strategic capital. And it's always the same thing. The challenge in raising capital comes down to first of all, you've got to have a great business, but let's assume that you've got a great business. The challenge is, how do you manage your time? And it's very distracting to raise capital and also run your business at the same time. You know, you obviously, in order to raise capital, your business has to be growing and achieving milestones and getting better and better and better at whatever it is that your company does. And meantime, you've got to be out there talking to investors every day as well. And so doing both of those things at the same time is a huge challenge. And so it's about managing your time and having a great team around you to fill the gaps while you're out talking to investors.
Since social media is such a large part of your product, how have you used it in your business plan?
Well, it is a huge part of our product. Obviously, we're helping moms and dads keep an eye on their child's digital world. And so, we have to be able to speak the language. Clearly, at the end of the day, if a customer comes to our site and doesn't understand, or appreciate that we really know our business, then they're not going to feel confident that we can help them be better digital parents in terms of keeping up with their child's digital world. So the way we use social media is pretty extensive. We use Twitter. For one, I have about 78,000 followers on Twitter. I think the company, UNO.com, has over 50,000 total followers on Twitter. We're very active there. We use Facebook to connect in a more engaged fashion with our fans. That's something we spend a lot of time on, and it allows us to connect with our fans' biggest their friends and their networks. And then we're very much into content marketing, and that's using our blog. And we post a new article almost every single day or an infographic or an ebook or safety tip sheets. And our whole goal is to use social media in a way in which we can connect with our connect with parents who or responsible adults in the life of a child, but more importantly, educate them. And we think if we can educate them as to how to be better digital parents when they need, a parental intelligence solution, they'll turn to us to help solve that for them or to provide that for them.
Why is it necessary for all parents to monitor their child's activity on social networking sites?
Well, and I would expand it beyond just social networking sites. I would just say it's their entire digital world. I mean, at the end of the day, kids are now the average, I think 25% of kids at the age of 9 now get a mobile device. These are 9-year-olds with mobile phones. And there's good reasons why parents want to give their kids a mobile phone. You know, they want to be able to connect with them when they go off to school. They want to be able to know what are they doing after school. All of those things are really important to be able to do. And clearly social networks become a part of what, a child's world, because that's where everybody is socializing. And so, you want to be able to enable your kids to participate with their friends, and that's very important. And you want to be able to enable your kids to be able to use digital tools, because that allows them to stay, competitive in the market. One day, you want them to understand how to use computers as well as anybody. But the challenge, of course, is that there's no ability to really know what they're up to. And so it's very hard for a mom or dad to do what they instinctively want to do, what they're socially required to do and legally required to do, which is to kind of, engage, to keep their kids moving in the right direction, to educate them. How do you use a social network safely? When you pick your screen name, if you have a 13-year-old daughter, does she pick the name, screen name, Sexy Girl in Virginia, or which would be a bad screen name to pick because that would attract, bad folks? Or does she pick something more benign? Does your child talk to strangers, right? We all learned as kids, don't talk to strangers. Well, unfortunately, when your kid starts, using gaming devices or social networks, they're going to talk to strangers. And so you need to be able to help them learn how to be responsible online and to engage with them on this subject of technology, and set some ground rules. And then, in doing that, you also have the benefit of protecting them.
Really good stuff. He is Steve Woda, the co-founder and CEO of YouKnow.com, a leading parental intelligence system. And again, that website, full reference, is YouKnow.com. Steve, thanks so much for not only what you're doing, but for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.